The holiday season should remind us that faith and family are the most important things in life. I'm Rick Julius, a partner at Cordell & Cordell. We hope that you succeed in coming together this holiday season with those you love and in the process create wonderful generational memories. Holidays have this magical power to magnify small things into ever greater memories over time. Happy holidays.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Boston area attorneys. 10 Cabot Road, Suite 210, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning. This video contains stories that some might find disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. My stalker ex leaked pictures of me in my underwear, but that scarily is not the craziest thing he did to me. One time I was home alone, and I used to rarely lock the door since I lived with my mother at the time. I went for a shower, completely unaware that I was in danger. I finished with my shower when I noticed a presence. Someone was under my bed. I knew that I didn't have time to run to the bathroom. I picked up the phone and called the police, and luckily, the operator understood that I wasn't pranking her. I acted like I'm calling my mom so he wouldn't know I'm calling the police and do something crazy. I said, "Mom, are you close? I might need you to pick something up." The police officer replied, "Ma'am, you have contacted the wrong person." My heart was racing, and I tried not to look at my bed. I continued pretending to talk to my mother, asked whether she was nearby, and said that I needed help with something. The operator understood. "Ma'am, are you unable to talk, but need help? Can you tell me your address?" the operator asked. Then I answered, "Thanks, Mum. You need to put your name and our home address on the envelope." The operator got the details and reassured me that they will send help immediately. The second I put down the phone, my ex got from under the bed. I tried to not show him I was scared of him. He said, "We need to talk. Look, I don't want to disturb you, but did you get my letter?" I answered, "Yes, I need some time to think about it. Would you like some tea?" I forced a smile and willed the police to come quicker in my head. Sure enough, someone knocked on my door moments later. I rushed to the door, and when I opened it, I couldn't stop my tears and barely stopped myself from hugging the police officers. I explained to them the situation while my ex claimed I was lying. They searched him and found a knife concealed in his pocket and a Beretta, so they charged him with carrying a weapon he didn't have a license for and trespassing. He did some time in state prison, and now I have a restraining order against him. I never go to sleep before I check under the bed and make sure every door is locked. Please drop a like and subscribe for more scary stories. When I was about 19, I met this guy who worked at the subway near where I worked. He was a nice enough guy, and he took me out on a date. Everything started off really well, but about a week into it, he started asking me for money. It started off small at first, like for a soda or $5 for gas. Then he started asking for larger amounts, like a few hundred to get him by for a week or so. I never gave it to him, but he started wanting to move in together within about 2 weeks of dating. When we would go out places, he started to do very weird things. He would start screaming in public or singing nonsense at the top of his lungs. He would always play around afterward that he was just having fun, but it was weird and embarrassing to be seen with him. Also, my dog, who loves everyone, would not let him near me. I've never seen that dog so much as growl at another person, but he would try and bite the hell out of him when he came close to me. By the end of the second week, I broke up with him over the phone. I normally didn't do that, but at the time his erratic behavior made me nervous. He completely flipped out. He started showing up where I worked to the point where my manager had to ban him from the building, and co-workers walked me to my car. He would show up literally everywhere I was, even to the grocery store or the gas station. I started getting text messages and weird email about how we were meant to be and how he couldn't live without me and such. Then one day, he showed up in the middle of the night and told me to come outside. I told him to leave, or I was going to the cops. He literally started sobbing to the point where he was almost hyperventilating. I went back inside and locked the house up. The next day, I was home alone and just doing some work as I was in college at the time. That's when I heard some rustling by the front door. I thought it was just the dog messing around or the mailman or something, but the dog started barking and growling. The doorbell began to ring. I didn't think much.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantries, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
...of it, probably just a solicitor. Then someone started messing with the door handle. I grabbed a broom of all things because that was all I had, and I heard someone open the door. My dog tried to bite him, and I locked myself in my bathroom and started screaming that I called the police. He up and ran away. I called my neighbor who lived across the street from me and was former military. He checked out the house and made sure he was gone. My dog had a few scrapes and cuts on him, but he was okay. I then filed for a restraining order the next day, and my dad took the liberty of calling his father and explaining what happened. I received a few other emails him following that, but he never came to my house again. Luckily, I've moved a few hours away and I'm married now, but it was still very frightening at the time, considering all these happened within just 3 weeks. I met a guy while hiking once. We talked for a little while. One thing I noticed is that when we first spoke, he talked with a slight British accent. It went back to normal American accent after we chatted for a while. Anyway, we found each other interesting and exchanged Facebook info. After a few days of talking online, we decided to meet up at a library. Everything seemed fine, and I saw no red flags. He was nice, and the only thing I began to notice was his eccentric way of talking. He talked like an old school philosopher, where you asked him a question and he would respond with a question. It got kind of annoying, but I brushed it off as just being silly. I went to his house after the first date. I met his mom. She was sweet, but was a chain smoker, so I couldn't chat with her for longer. I also noticed that there were at least 20 cats in their house. I went to his room, and after a little while of talking, he stood up and soliloquized. "Okay, so your bed is going here, and my bed is going to be arranged there." I was like, "What? Come again?" He said, "You're going to move in with me. I'm trying to think where our bed should go." "Dude, I just met you like 2 days ago. What makes you think I'll be moving in with you?" He stood there with a straight face and looked at me. He then spoke with a creepy medieval tone, "I desire a queen." So once I had enough of him, he kept messaging me on Facebook non-stop. I, of course, blocked him. That wasn't enough, though. I recall him creating about a dozen Facebook accounts with weird play-on-word names like Miss Terry or Olive You and such. Creepy. He kept sending me messages at all hours of the night, and I kept blocking and reporting each one. I remember one saying he was out to destroy my reputation because I had the gall to leave him. I remember the last message he sent after the dozenth time he decided to stop. It went something like, "You got me pregnant. I can feel our child growing inside of me, in my belly. It is a beautiful thing we have created. I will see you in the next life, forever." Thank goodness he stopped after that message. I worked at a convenience store. I was 17 when this all happened. There was this one woman who from afar seemed normal, but up close you'll notice something was a bit off. Her makeup was a bit weird. She would wear bright red lipstick, sometimes yellow or bright pink, and always a bit messy. She always wore the same thing and walked around like she was slightly confused. I remember the first time she entered the store. She bought a 30-cent pack of gum with a $10 bill. As I was giving her change, she stared at me in a way that made me uncomfortable. "You're so pretty and beautiful. I want to be like you," she complimented me with an eerie grin. I replied, "Thanks, here is your change." Then she said, "Did you know I have $1 million? I'm also going to marry Ryan Seacrest, and we're going to live on a big house on the moon. I would tell you where I hid my $1 million, but I have the power to not tell you." She also said many more wacky things similar to this. I figured back then that she meant no harm. She began frequenting the store much more. She would enter with a silent smile, walk round the store without breaking eye contact, and leave in silence. She usually went in just to stare. I told my friends about her, and they agreed she was creepy, so I started carrying around pepper spray just in case. Then she began to actively stalk. I would be walking my dog, and she'd be staring at me from behind a car. I would be sitting on my balcony, and she'd shout, "Hey, you look so pretty today!" Sometimes I would be walking down a store aisle and she would be behind a rack, giggling and whispering to herself. I'd turn around and she'd run away. There were also a few other places where she ran into me, which I don't think were just coincidence. Why the hell was she stalking me? The final straw was when she broke into my house a few days later, and I have webcam footage of this. I was ready to take a shower one night when I heard the front door open from all the way in my room. Then I heard a familiar voice say, "Oh, so this is where he lives." I freaked the hell out. I turned my laptop webcam on for evidence in case anything went down. I pointed the camera to the living room through my open bedroom door. I was panicking. I asked loudly, "What are you doing here?" Then she said, "I wanted to see if you were in here. Do you have a phone I could borrow?" I demanded that she go and use a payphone outside. She turns around, and I stand there watching her as she leaves. I thought she was gone, but I heard some rustling by my door a minute later. I run over and saw her stuffing some of my family's dirty laundry into her shirt. I shouted, "Leave that alone! That is not yours!" She dumped the clothes out quickly and ran away. I called the police on her, and she never stalked me again. Your support means a lot to me. Please drop a like and subscribe to Eerie Echoes for more horror stories. As always, thank you for watching.
There's a lot on the line in a divorce. Your home, savings, retirement, maybe even kids. So when you find yourself facing divorce and the unexpected directions it can take, you really need a partner you can count on. I'm Rick Julius, a partner at Cordell & Cordell. We're committed to helping protect your personal interests and the life you've built. Don't let divorce take more than it has to. Talk to us today.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Boston area attorneys. 10 Cabot Road, Suite 210, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.